Following the strategy module, you should have brainstormed a bunch of good ideas that can move you towards your goals. But which one should you spend your time on? The team may feel passionately that one option is best because it's the most exciting. But if you want a different perspective that tries to rationalize your decision, you might try a decision matrix analysis. First, you list all the options in rows on the table. In this example, my overall goal is promoting the network to increase membership. My options are an email campaign, a poster in a communal area, and a launch event. Next, I'll want to decide on some factors which would affect effort and success. So here I've chosen resources, exposure, and stakeholder buy-in. You can, of course, add as many options and factors as you want. Next, work your way through the grid, assigning values to each crossover of option and factor. You can ignore weight for now, and please also try to ignore the numbers in brackets. Use a 0 to 5 scale, where 0 is poor and 5 is excellent. You don't need to have different values for each grid, just put whatever you want. In this example, I've decided that it would be very easy to find resources to make and print a few posters, so awarded it 5. But that it would take a lot of time and possibly budget to hold a live event, so gave it a 1. The potential exposure of an email campaign to the whole organisation only comes short of 5 because there's no guarantee that people would read it, and would probably need stakeholder buy-in from internal comms, which may be met with enthusiasm or a "we're too busy right now" response, so it comes in a middling 3. Hopefully you get a sense of the thought process into how each mark is awarded. Now it's time to consider the weighting of these factors. How important is each in your final decision? Again, award between 0 and 5 for not at all important to crucial. And it's okay to repeat values. In this instance, because it's a new network and doesn't have much in the way of resources or stakeholder buy-in yet, as we're an unproven entity, I've decided to mark them higher than potential exposure. Finally, it's time for some maths. Multiply your initial marks by the weight you've just created. For example, the values for exposure now stand at 12, 9, and 6, which you can see in brackets. When you've done that, total up the complete values for each option. I'm left with the results that emails are worth 36, posters are 45, and an event is just 18, which means that my first activity for membership strategy should be a poster campaign in communal areas. I hope that what you got from this tool demonstration is not to go away and immediately draw a poster, especially right now, but that we can try different methods to tease out strategic options using different perspectives and anticipating impact. Even the conversations you'll have when trying to fill this in will be useful in uncovering challenges and assumptions.